yeah, spring is upon us, and we've needed that moisture that we've been getting. But at some point, you start to look at the calendar and say, my gosh, we want to get the planters rolling. And I think it's going to happen this week in a pretty major way. So I would expect a fast pace here as things really get ramped up. But yeah, this soil testing program is really all about trying to address both the economics around fertilizer and nutrient management, but also the environmental aspect of it as well. And so we launched here this spring, and what the impetus for this, of course, was the price that we're seeing around fertilizer, but also Iowa State University researchers had come out with a study on residual nitrogen levels in the soil, and we're running, you know, we're running higher than normal, and there's a few reasons for that. Of course, we've had this drought that we're still working ourselves out of here in the state. We're retaining a lot of nitrogen, but also then a warm winter, and so just really trying to drive home that message of it is important to know what you've got there, kind of naturally occurring in the soil profile, and of course that can have economic benefits by being able to then adjust your nutrient management planning. But also environmentally, we don't want to put, we want to be optimizing the rate, right? We don't want extra nitrogen that's going to find its way into our lakes, rivers, and streams. And so really trying to draw the connection between those two things. And so what we launched, and this will be expanding, it's just a pilot to start with, but in 5 counties, sort of above the Des Moines metropolitan area in the Des Moines River watershed, doing some spring soil sampling. And it's not that soil sampling or soil testing is a new concept, but trying to introduce it or trying to use it really in the spring here to figure out what's going on. One, we can give that information to farmers and then they can again adjust accordingly. But it's also that information will be fed back into the researchers at Iowa State so that they can plug that into the model and get better results, better predictive capability for farmers using the NFACT tool.